Okay, are we live? Okay, yay! Cool. Welcome to our second episode of Black Box.
Woo-hoo!
I love the simultaneous wooing. I'm Ruth.
I'm Alisa.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
It's an all ladies app!
Woo! Ladies night!
Shout out to Aaron, night. Who couldn't make it.
You mean answer the phone? But that's fine.
Yeah. Aaron's supposed to be here, but maybe he'll
actually,
walk in eventually.
Can we call him, like, right now and then have him, like, not answer? It'd be great.
Hi, just in case, you know, our listeners don't believe us. Hi, this is Aaron's phone number. We're gonna give it a quick ring. Get on speakerphone.
Watch him pick up.
If he picks up.
It'd be great. Be like, hey, it's part of Black Box.
Then we get to drag. Free drag.
Yes.
See, I wish it was, like, FaceTimes, because, like, I know with FaceTimes, like, six rings means you're just not going to answer the phone, but, like,
right.
Anything less, like,
yeah.
You declined.
Yeah.
I don't know it for, like,
I for regular.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
Your call has been forwarded
to an
automatic
voice
message.
Niggas ain't shit.
Oh, my gosh. Just for context, we were supposed to meet at 6, and it's 6:25, so
yeah.
I'm assuming he just forgot.
I mean, it's fair. He also was in Refresh this year, or this year.
This weekend.
This
yeah,
weekend, too. Yeah.
You know,
like, performing live. True.
He's sleep. He probably sleeps somewhere. But yeah, woo!
Okay, so our second episode is about cancel culture.
Yes.
Culture with a K.
Culture with a K. Like, wow.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about everybody's problematic faves.
We all have them.
I admit it. It's true. It is. Oh, okay. So what does it mean to cancel someone? Let's talk about that first.
Okay.
What does it mean?
And why would you do that anyway?
I think for me, canceling is like, I have to officially kind of like unstan you. In a way, I feel like I'm symbolically kind of like, I can't really support you like that anymore. Like, I don't rock with
you
anymore. Like,
yeah.
And that varies based upon like what your, I guess, like trade is. Like if you're an artist, if you're a beauty like guru,
mm-hmm.
if you're like so on and so forth. Like if you're an artist, like maybe I'm not gonna listen to your stuff. If you're a beauty guru, like I'm not gonna sub, you know, I'm not gonna
right.
watch your vids. Like I just feel like any of my interactions are like, just like me clicking or giving you things. I'm like,
yeah.
That's just me continuing to like give
support
you money
you.
And support you
right.
and I'm like, and you half the time don't rep me, so
yeah.
I gotta go.
A huge part of it is the money thing. Like I don't want to contribute money to you in any way because you're problematic or you believe things that I disagree with.
Yeah,
so
well, I agree with all of that, actually. The same. Okay, well, now we got that done. Our problematic
things. Okay, well, who? Let's talk about.
Okay.
Let's talk about who we've canceled so far this year. Because I mean,
2018. Alisa has. She really enjoys talking about Kanye, so I want to give her that opportunity.
Because I was going to say, I was like, because I feel like we should talk about. I think spring quarter last year. So for like people who don't like, go to Northwestern, like maybe like May, like April, May, June, July. I don't know what it was, but like it was. Everybody was getting canceled, and I had to implement a one person
yeah,
per month
sad.
Policy
wow.
because
it
I
was
like, my faves are being shot down left, right, up, and down, and I was like, my music playlist can't take it.
I think
yeah.
that was around the time that Kanye like,
Kanye
first,
was acting up.
He
yeah.
opened the door for a lot of people to show their asses. I feel like.
You think?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Kanye, because then after
Chance
that,
almost the huge
Chance Chancellor.
What?
Chance
he didn't do anything necessarily. He didn't go far with it at all.
He stepped back immediately.
Oh, you mean when he almost defended Kanye?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that.
Because he was
thing.
Talking
yeah.
about his tweet being like, you know, about people don't have to be Democrats. And we were all like, that's a good
yeah,
point,
that's
Chance.
Not the
point. But now's not the time,
right.
my nigga. Now's
right.
not the time.
I think he like apologized.
He did
for
yeah.
that too.
He did an
Thank
iPhone
God.
Press release.
Okay, can you please explain what that is? iPhone
Hi.
Press release?
So for everyone who's, like, unaware, it's, like, a terminology. I don't even think I coined this. I feel like I've just gotten this from, like, various people, but an iPhone press release is when celebrities or just people in, like, higher, like, influencers
sure.
decide to, you know, do some stuff that is maybe, you know, not the best, and their way of apologizing is typing a notes app, little apology, with the red squiggles
Shake
and some misspelled
head.
Words, and putting that on, like, Instagram
on
and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
Give me a Google Doc for once.
I'm over it, honestly.
But yeah, that's all I want. I want something on, like, an Aww. Official letterhead.
Update, Aaron is sick and can't make it. So if you listen to us being... Is this
Oops.
Is he upset with you being late? I'm sorry.
We care
and I
about
hope
you.
Feel
we
better.
Support you. You want some soup?
So should we talk about Sabrina Claudio?
So it's like who else like got canceled?
Savannah That's, Claudio had to put out a notes apology. I think Daniel Caesar did too.
Daniel Caesar did almost.
And then
canceled.
He came in
that
Western.
That hurt. Daniel Caesar
I'm
right
not
after.
Together. First off, this is the thing. People go through your likes now. So like people went through. It's not just your retweets anymore. So like people went through his Twitter and basically saw that he had liked tweets from Candace Owens.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he said something else.
Yeah, he like was basically defending it, and he was saying that it was basically like based on his perspective as being a Black Canadian, from what I remember.
No, that was just about the gist, him being like, yeah, like, here, I'm gonna look it up.
He liked those tweets a while ago, and then people found them, and then he dug himself into a deeper hole, and then he kind of backtracked.
Yeah, I found his press release.
And then put out the iPhone press release.
Bye. Yeah, I found his press release, and it's just him talking about combating hatred and ignorance with love, talking about, yeah, I'm a Black man from Canada who grew up in a primarily white neighborhood. He's like, I think I might be different, but blah, 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 blah. It got swept under the rug. He didn't get canceled. I do remember
his
being
performance
like,
was good though.
I
will say that.
I also
I'm sorry.
I went on to see him.
Listen, I've been listening to him this morning. Sorry, blessed.
I also went on to see him like in August, and I said, "I'm sorry. Hey, my guy. Hey, my nigga. What's up?"
His voice is so nice.
But so Daniel got the side eye. Chance, Kanye.
Okay, what about
Chance? Wasn't as bad though.
Oh yeah, yeah. We side eye Chance, but we let in the same
in that bucket.
We paused. And then continue.
Yeah. Like, with Daniel and, like, Chance, I was like, okay. Yeah. But Kanye, I was like, thank you, next.
Oh, no. Okay, so my thing with Kanye, I don't think I ever, like, stood for him that much. So, like, I just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he started, like, supporting Trump publicly for the first time, like, when he went to, I think there was a Trump Tower and met with Trump there years ago. Mm-hmm. With the blonde hair at the time.
We remember
that.
I remember Twitter being like,
what?
We're all like, what?
At that point, people were just confused.
Scared.
And they were scared. And people thought something's going on with Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Something is wrong. We need to help him. And then in the last couple of years, it's been, oh, my God. Like, oh, he's just wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like, to be honest, I also don't really care for most of Kanye's, like, new music either. I just find him an interesting, like, specimen. I like to study him. I do.
He's a science experiment?
Okay. Yes.
It's a little different because, like, I'm, like, from, like, Chicagoland suburbs, so, like, in, like, this general area, like, Kanye is a god here. Like, him being back in Chicago was a big deal. But we'll talk about that later.
Problem,
to talk about, like, celebrities being gods, like, let's talk about
that. I love
that. But also, like, for me, I didn't get into him until very, very late into high school, so, like, I kind of missed that wave. I didn't get, like, I wasn't as deeply, like, invested in him. Like, I had a lot of friends there, like, we had talked about. He's like, I had to sit down and really make amends. Because people were like, no, Kanye's music got me through a lot of the deepest and hardest parts of my childhood. And it's just, like, you're thinking about, like, associating, like, my childhood, like, those memories that I have associated. Like, I associate that with, like, listening to, like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy or, like, all of, like, 808s and Heartbreak. Like, a lot of their memories and a lot of, like, just, from, like, times and tribulations, especially, like, him talking about being a Black man in America. They got that from Kanye. So, like, that was so hard for me, like, to, like, remove themselves from. And, like, I still have friends that are just like, nah, bro, like, I don't agree with what he's saying. But it's like, I can't let that go. Like, that's, like, a different type of Kanye. And I was like, I really felt for them because I was like, yo, like, you're idol. You're queen. If my good queen Beyonce Knowles ever did that, I would be like, I'd be inconsolable. I'd have to pray on it. I would. And I felt so bad because, like, I feel like it was a very, like, a lot of people in Chicago just took that too hard. We're just like, nah. Like, that's just not Kanye. Because, like, think about the Kanye we grew up with.
But do they actually know him is the question.
I was just going to say, but, like, do we even know him? But then people feel like they do because it's just, like, the Kanye that was like, oh, George Bush doesn't care about Black people and now going on to support
is
Donald
this,
Trump.
But he's the same Kanye that said that he would get on and leave your ass for a white girl, and he did
and
exactly
then he did.
That. Like,
he gave a step-by-step manual as to what the fuck he was going to do.
And then he did it. And that, like, you cannot treat anybody like they're irreplaceable.
Yeah, or infallible.
Yeah.
You know, like, they have no, like, Kanye's an imperfect person, true.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just hard not to place people on pedestals when they consistently put out music or art that can, like, connect to your soul or someone's soul, like you were saying, Brittany.
Yeah.
And
that's super unfortunate.
And I've seen, like, a large influx of kind of, like, tweets talking about how, like, you know, putting celebrities on this pedestal isn't good, and, like, we need to stop doing that, because, like, with that giant wave of people, like, this spring/summer getting canceled, it started this conversation of being, like, maybe we should start treating them like normal people, because, like, when we mess up, like, it's on a, like, a smaller scale, but, like, we all do the same type of, like, errors and stuff. So, like, it's been a really interesting conversation, I think, on Twitter, especially.
Yeah. And I've battled with, like, cancel culture, honestly, because, like, when it first started, like, becoming more popular to say, oh, they're canceled, I was like, oh, my God, so many people are canceled, but, like, what if I disagree? Will I be canceled now? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I can't tell people I haven't canceled this person. Mm-hmm. And then realizing, you guys gotta keep moving. Like, you can disagree about who's canceled or who's not, and you can still just figure it out.
Who is somebody that that's been officially canceled, but you still be rocking with on the look? Ruth and I have a
are we gonna do this on air for real?
I've made amends.
I'm contemplating whether or not I should lie.
Like, do we really want to share this on Black Box? Yes, we have to.
Right. We have to be honest with the folk.
All right, I'm sweating.
Like, we'll do it. I'm sweating. You're sweating.
Okay, I gotta be honest with y'all. I still follow Jeffree Star on all social media.
Okay. All right. This is a safe space. Give me your hand.
I've never talked about this outside of, like, really close friendships. So.
I am glad that you feel
I'm scared.
Safe.
I'm scared.
Okay.
Listen.
It makes me happy you shared it.
Thank you for sharing. I know. Like,
I still listen to Sabrina Claudio occasionally. I really do. It's very hard. I know she has a new album. I haven't touched that at all. I haven't listened to it. Haven't downloaded it. Mm-hmm. But her old music.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know what? I blame you and a couple other people for introducing me to her
by
in the
you,
first
she
place.
She means me, everyone. Brittany. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
her sorry. Music is so good.
I'm so sorry that as a friend I tried to put you into good music. How was I supposed to know in the future she was going to be racist? I can't have projection like that, my nigga.
She's a terrible person.
I'm sorry.
No. No, she's, like, I just wish she wasn't.
Who is somebody, like, low-key problematic that I still listen to? I mean,
I listen to Chris Brown. I do.
That's where I draw the line.
Okay, yeah, no.
I don't fuck with him.
Yeah,
no.
See, that was somebody
that
canceled.
That
he had
disgusts
to
me.
You can't.
Anything related to him, if he pops up on a scene of a movie in a line,
there are only a few songs that I will listen to, and they can't even be by him. They have to be, like, he has to be featured. And even then, I will still skip some of his featured tracks.
What if I don't play them, I just hear them, and I sing along?
Stop everything, stand still,
yep.
Not bob ahead. Because I'm just like, I cannot stand for a man that actively beats women.
Like, literally, like...
Like, after Rihanna, him and Karrueche...
Still does it.
I'm like, you saw what he did to Karrueche.
He still does it?
Yes! Karrueche filed a whole restraining order. He pushed her down these stairs.
Yeah, but she's saying he still does it now.
You think he gonna stop?
I don't think he stopped.
I mean, he didn't stop with Rihanna. He didn't stop with Karrueche. What's next? What would stop him? Jesus?
Isn't that... But there's, like, quite a few years of... a gap time in between Rihanna, Karrueche, and now.
Are we sure? When did him and Karrueche technically end?
Oh, well, I don't know. She's with Victor Cruz now.
Honestly, I just feel like for someone, once they've done it once, we know they've done it multiple times.
Yeah.
I just think something is in him.
Because he's also...
There's
also,
something
not,
inside him.
I'm not negating it. I'm just saying if he's doing it currently in 2018.
I am feeling safe to assume that he still harbors something deep inside him that has him... want to physically hurt women.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still in him. And until I hear that he went to some school or got training or, like, took some time off to focus on that, I just will not have good faith that he's taking care of that.
I do agree. Mm-hmm. Who is somebody that I saw? I mean, I will also, there have been some times when I remember having a real low day and I was like, I just need a couple Sabrina Claudio songs to just get me through the day. Kanye's new workout plan came on my playlist yesterday and I begrudgingly listened to it, but it was just like a fuck, I really miss this song.
Yeah.
But, like, even then, but, like, it's hard because I feel like with Kanye, and we keep coming back to Kanye because, like, he was just such a big person, I felt like, for me to cancel. But it was very hard for me to, like, listen to other people's music because he's such an influencer. Like, moving forward, like, I'm like, Chance is going to drop a new piece, and I know it's going to have Kanye all over it. I'm like, that's going to be hard to listen to.
Tiana Taylor's
piece.
Yeah.
Me and Ruth talked about it for the longest because I was like, I don't even know if I can listen to it because I'm like, Kanye produced everything on that.
Wow.
Like, Kanye's featured on that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, do I hurt a black woman because of her relationship? But I'm like, also, like, you're still standing with this guy. So it was like,
okay, now that you bring that up, I think that's a good time to bring up Tekashi.
Sorry, I have strong feelings.
So I was doing research on this a while ago because I was confused. There's just a lot of stuff that's out there and I wanted to know, like, what was it that he was convicted? I think he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what, like what he was actually convicted of.
Disgusting.
And he was an adult, and he was basically like in a video with another person engaging in sexual activity with a 13-year-old girl. So yeah, if you want to do your research on that, you can. I don't want to go more into it than that because it's pretty disgusting. But people, like, and when I say people, I mean celebrities, like, they act like it didn't happen. Like, when, because he was 18 at the time, I think, and I think his part of his defense was like, oh, she said she was older or something.
Yeah, he did say that.
And then the judge I see a lot of that, right? Basically was a little bit lenient and said, if you do X, Y, and Z, then, like, you won't go to jail. And then I think he did X, Y, and Z, so now he's not going to jail. And he's, I think, our age, right? He's 20 or something.
Perhaps. I've never looked into him. Anytime someone non-black says the N-word, I'm just
that
I'm
too.
Out. I'm out.
That too.
I'm out. Like
but people really like, and it's not even just Nicki.
I pulled up some of his stuff on Apple Music. Bobby, he's got a song with Bobby Shmurda. How did he in jail? You know what? We're gonna talk about it later. Tory Lanez, A Boogie, Fetty Wap, Young Thug, Offset. Like people are rocking with him. Like
right.
So Lil Wayne.
I just honestly think it's something to do with Hollywood. Like, there have been so many accusations that, like, Hollywood is full of people who are pedophiles. Mm-hmm. And I think to a degree that is very much true.
Oh, wow. For
so,
sure.
So, like, them, they probably think, oh, you know, it happens every day. At least, wow, like, this person was so 13 crazy. Rather than, you know, like, 7. Like, yeah. I think that's what the disgusting truth is.
I do think that there's a lot in Hollywood that gets very much swept under the roof, under the rug. There's been, like, I've seen some things talking about how, I wish I could remember the Twitter account. But like it was this older woman and she was talking about how like she ran in some circles but she was saying how like she's like I can't say a lot about it but she was like Diddy's abusive and she was like I've seen him she's like I've talked about we've seen him beat the shit out of Cassie.
What?
Yeah. And it's just like and it gets swept up like he has them they're like talking about how like he has a great like probably like management team like how they sweep that shit under the rug but they're like he beats the shit out of that woman.
Wow.
And I'm just like I see it.
So that's the thing. I mean, I'm like, let's talk listen to Diddy's music then.
I never listened to Diddy. That was before my time. That's somebody who's before my time. Diddy, I mean, the couple R. Kelly songs I had to cancel, which was like stuff that was imparted on me
but
from childhood.
But people still listen to R. Kelly.
The aunties
for a long
be riding.
Time.
Ride or die.
Ride
or die.
But it's like the craziest thing. Like, it is a known fact in Chicago that that man has been doing it since years. He, I worked in Hyde Park, which is like around like the area I think he, I don't know if he grew up, but like basically there's just like the spot down the street from where I worked, which is across from the high school, Kenwood High School. Mm-hmm. And people were talking about how, like, oh yeah, he used to post up in his car outside of Kenwood
so
and talk to the girls.
Oh my God.
And it was just like,
I think there it's different within Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of what people, I mean, I'm sure
tolerate.
People, yeah.
No, but like
not
it's
even
a,
tolerate, but like what they know about him, like if they see him at a high school, if, mm-hmm. you know, because I didn't know that until like you told me.
No, I remember like kind of hearing about it and being like, huh, that's weird. And then like, what you call it? But it's also like I have this weird like other thing because like his daughter went to like my competing like junior high, like they grew up like right across the pond from me. It's like very like weird, like it's such a small town, but it's also being like I remember hearing like people like, oh, that's R. Kelly's daughter, and then I'm like, the man that peed on a, what? It was like that's just so weird. And like, but no, I say all this to say. People are still writing for R. Kelly. Yeah, I don't know what it will take in this world for R. Kelly to get that cancellation. Maybe the auntie generation must die.
Oh my gosh.
We do not advocate for their death.
I would never advocate for anyone's death, but I'm like, what? At what point are people going to accept
it? I think it's going to happen. I just think people, you know, that's
and
it.
He has two, I think it's two women in his house. Who's they're young but they are adults and like their parents are basically saying like R. Kelly is holding them there against their will and like I think they're brainwashed like they come out
it's like a Stockholm syndrome
in front of the media and they're like oh I'm not being held against my will my parents need to stop saying that but his ex-wife did an interview and she talked about like basically fighting for her life. You know, in that house.
I mean, we're also going to talk about how he married Aaliyah when she was how old? 15?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, true.
I was like, that whole thing and him being on the back of her album, like, Age is Nothing But
Why
a
did
number.
We let that go? Like, I don't even, I wasn't really, like, I think it was a baby.
We were so young.
We were children, but I was like, but I like, don't even
who
think.
Let that go?
I don't think people were socially aware at the time that, like, this is an issue.
I mean, she was 15 years old, so that's, like, pretty much an issue. So, there's some people outside the door. Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry. Can we use the microphone?
We're actually recording.
Okay. Are you...
Is there not no other microphone in any of the other editing bikes? What happened to them?
I don't know. I thought there were more, right? But now there's only one. Do you know when you'll be done with it?
Within, like, the next 20 minutes.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
We're just, we're with NNN, so we have to, like, record track for our show.
Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Is it okay if we come back up in 20 minutes then to grab it? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, nobody was asking for your permission. Ain't nobody give a fuck about you.
Typical Madildos.
Can we, another time, have a conversation with you about that?
Let's have that conversation.
Right now.
Anytime.
Sidebar.
Okay, well, for people who just don't know what's happening, thank you, ma'am. This random person just came in, was just kind of dickhead. First of all,
girl, first off,
nobody's asking you for permission to record this right now. Like, can we talk about that?
How long are you going to be there? Girl, when I'm done.
That I really wanted to be...
I would have been... you notice I just said, go.
Yeah.
Now we're recording for 30 minutes. I'm sorry. We messed up.
I'm over this.
Okay. Sorry about that. We do have to play our minute 13, which is actually minute 21 because I fucked up.
Oops.
My bad. But the question today is, this is so fitting because it's all girls. So, like, if it's your birthday, say it's, like, your 21st birthday, and you, like, plan this whole elaborate night, like, you're going out drinking with your friends, like, it's gonna be super fun, and one of your close friends comes in, like, comes to your party, and she's decked out, like, this bitch looks
incredible.
Amazing, like, she just outdid herself, you know?
And me?
And you. And you.
That was an important note, by
on
the
your
way.
Birthday. She outdid herself and you and the rest of your squad on your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would you feel about that?
She's gotta go.
Wow. Okay.
First of all, I don't really make my birthday a big deal, but if it's old people, like, I really want to focus on myself for the first time and really go all out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
If she pops up like that, I'd be like, at least put a bandana on, or like,
let me smudge your mascara. let me smudge your highlight.
You know, take those heels off, wear some flats. You know, just a little thing. Not degrading. I just want people to see me. I'm upgrading myself.
Yeah. You said, I'm sorry. You're gonna have to downgrade so I can upgrade. We have an inverse relationship.
But that's me. How about you?
Okay. I think a different me would agree with you. Like my inner, like, petty woman says she can't be here. I don't care if your twist out's popping, like, we gotta fix that. Like, something has to be
put
off.
Put a hat on,
put a bandana on, let me rip something. But a newer reform me, like, you know, the me that I'm trying to project into this universe is more like, all right, because I want to.
I don't,
like,
believe that at all.
Thank you. I will bill you for my therapist's number because we have been working on this. Thank you. But I'm also trying to reach... No, because I'm trying to reach this point where it's just like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's about me, and I know it's about me, and I know I'm a bomb-ass bitch anyway. So you could be cute. You could be in the nicest of Fashion Nova heels. You could be in Michael Kors dresses. I don't care. I am the bad bitch, and it is my day. Bow the fuck down.
Okay.
You're in my caravan. This is my world. You're living in it.
Okay.
So.
Okay. It really depends. If she's the type of person to ball out every time we go out, then I feel like that's just how she is, and I kind of knew that when I invited her. So in that case, I probably wouldn't feel a way about it. But if she just goes out of her way, like, in an unusual, like, it's in something that she normally wouldn't do to flex, I wouldn't be mad necessarily, because I agree. I feel like no matter what, like, I'm just gonna look good, so it's really fine. It's not that deep, and it's an outfit, it's heels, it's hair, like, who really cares? But it, I would just, like, kind of question the motivation. Like, why is she doing this much today? Like,
but I also...
It would make me side-eye her for sure.
But I also want to bring into the question, it's just, like, maybe she just wanted to look good that night. Maybe she just wanted to put on the cute dress that she brought but a couple months ago.
I would question the timing of it, though.
Yeah, same.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even so much as, like, oh, I need to... Like, I want all my friends to look good. You know, like, that's fine. It's more just, like, why today? Because there are a lot of people that can't handle when things are not about them. Mm-hmm. And so I would just side... I just would wonder if it says something about who she is, you know? Without trying to look... I mean, I would. I would, like, really think about that. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do, but, like, my only thing is I'm just, like, I would hope that we have crafted our inner circles well enough that I don't ever have to question somebody in my circle popping out. I'm like, you know what? Like, yes. I'm like, Ruth looks good. Like, you know what? I remember Ruth telling me she wanted to buy this dress on Fashion Nova, and I gassed her up for it. I'm like, yes, wear the olive green dress to the club tonight.
Okay, olive green, a neutral. I'm talking, okay, so
that was just an example.
Wear, you could be, like, a gold neutral or colors, like, whatever. I don't pop out a ton. Mm-hmm. So if I came to your birthday, mm-hmm. I'm talking about decked out.
I know, like, in my head, when like, I when you say decked out, I'm seeing, like, a gold shimmery dress. I'm seeing a slick ponytail, a smoky, like, I'm seeing the nine yards.
Yes.
That still wouldn't bother me.
I just feel like on that particular day, you're a side character.
Yeah, you should be able to accept it. It's not even about, like, me feeling a way, like, oh, I need to look the best, but it's like, are you the type of person that can't handle when shit is not about you? Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. I'm just like that. Yes, but I'm also in this weird space. So I'm just like, she looks great. I look good. I look good too. Like, I don't feel like I need to ever, like, I just feel like I've crafted. I feel like I'm having trouble imagining because I'm like, my circle is just so, like, delicately crafted. I'm like, I would never even have to, like, doubt for a second that you did this with any type of, like, malintent. It's just like, you want to look good that night. So I'm like, you know what, Ruth, on my 20th birthday, if you're here, wear the gold dress. Wear the heels. Okay. We can match and wear gold and silver. Okay.
Oh, that's cute.
I see this debate a lot, and
it's just like, my circle's just, like, tight. It's not a question anymore, but I see what you're saying.
But a lot of circles are not.
People think
that their circles are tight when they are not, which is what I'm saying.
No, but, like,
that's true.
Let me clarify with what I'm saying as well. Like, I think I'm more similar to what Ruth is saying. Like, I have certain friends that always, like, do the most. And so I'm like, she's going to wear that jumpsuit. And she's going to, you know, she's going to be taking all... That's great. That's her. That's her. And that's totally fine. So on my actual birthday, I expect the same. In fact, if she didn't do that, I'd be like, that's weird, right? Like, you know?
Yeah.
You.
She's in, like, a mediocre outfit.
I'm like,
you good, sis?
What's going on, you know?
Stop.
Like, that is so valid. But, like... I just feel randomly coming about, and, like, I just feel like there has to be some kind of intent or purpose to, like, going above and beyond on my birthday that is just not discussed, but you can just look at, and that makes me want to give someone a side eye.
Yeah. Maybe it's because I also don't value
my birthday. I wouldn't pop off about it. I wouldn't say a damn thing about it.
I also don't value my birthday like that. Like, when people did stuff for my birthday last year, I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah,
like,
I don't either. I don't either. So this is a hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but I mean, I wouldn't say anything about it. I wouldn't be like, you can't wear that. But in my head, I'd be like, noted.
Oh, you would say something.
I would ask. I'd be like, hey, you look really, like, above and beyond. Like, what's going on?
Okay.
She's ballsier than I am.
She said,
let's
talk. If you exist, take them off.
I'm curious. What's
going
on?
I have some questions. Hi, I work for Madel. Anyway, let's talk about it. Wow, that's so interesting. Okay, all right, this is cool.
Yeah, that's my day.
I love this.
All right. Should we go back to cancel culture? I mean, this is an interesting conversation, though.
I know.
Yes. So, should we talk about problematic YouTubers in the beauty community?
We can definitely do that.
I'm not as well versed, so I'm going to just sit back and let you all take me on this journey.
I'm an expert. Let me just put that forward here. But I'm completely biased. Like, I know the details, but I'm completely biased. Jeffree Star is one of, like, the biggest, most controversial YouTube stars that you can look at. He got in trouble back in the day because of racist comments he had made. It's important to remember that he got famous back in the day off MySpace because he was, like, the first, like, boy, man, whatever, what have you, to publicly wear makeup, and not just any kind of makeup. I mean, it was, like, hot pink eyebrow, like, penciled in, like, hot pink hair, like, hot pink everything. A big F you to the patriarchy and to masculinity. So people hated him then, but now looking, like, into 2018, you know, this time period, we realize how beautiful that is. Mm-hmm. At the same time, those racist comments have resurfaced, and he's apologized for them. Mm-hmm. Some people don't believe him. Some people do. I happen to fall into the group that has believed him, but recent things have been coming out from other YouTubers that, like, are saying that he's used the word again. And the word, I mean, is the N-word, hard E-R, I don't know, soft A, doesn't really matter. But he really has, like, no purpose in using, you know, using that word. So that's Jeffree Star there.
Yeah. And wasn't it, he got into, like, an argument with a black woman, like, a long time ago, and it was on video, right?
Oh, that part, yeah. So what had happened was, what they don't show you is apparently she had been, like, yelling, like, homophobic slurs at him while he was walking down the street, which happened quite often in the early 2000s to people who like looked very feminine and they were men and they were reading as men, and like was saying all this shit to him, and he decided to fight fire with fire and he used a slur against her, obviously she was hurt as well, or she was offended, as one would be, but usually that part of her like yelling those slurs is like cut off. But that's what happened there. And then he also got in trouble years ago because he did a skit with another, like, I don't know, comedian-esque type person. And that person was, like, talking or whatever. And he said, Jeffree said, you know, I would throw, like, battery acid on your sister's face so that her foundation would match. Yes.
I remember this.
But it was a skit. Like, that was the whole thing. But it doesn't make it okay.
See, I didn't know it was a skit. I heard it as just a statement he said. I never knew it was a skit.
It was a skit. They were, like, play, like, acting, you know? Like, they were just, like, coming up with words as they go. Oh, an improv. It was completely improv. But the fact that that would pop into his head to say...
That's a joke.
Is kind of wild. And the thing is, he was doing it with, like, a drag queen, I believe, or somebody like that. Like, you know, like... If you ever watch, like, any drag queen, like, shows or, like, even, like, RuPaul's Drag Race or whatever, like, reading and being shady
is like part of it. That's, like, part of the culture.
And it's part of the culture, and the culture also of, like, pushing humor to its limits. But at this point, it went too far. RuPaul's got in trouble for that, and deservedly so. But what happened with Jeffree Star in that skit wasn't okay. And he's also apologized for that. So I've been like, you know what, I'm willing to accept it. But like now these allegations are coming out that he still says it. And I'm like, yikes.
I believe it.
And so I've kind of distanced myself a little bit. I don't watch his Snapchat stories anymore. And I don't watch.
That's progress, bro.
I used to like every day.
I get it.
He'd be like, hey, everyone. How are we doing? And I'd be like, wow, somebody's asking me how I'm doing. That's a celebrity. It's great. But I've distanced myself. Please believe me. Don't hate me. People who are listening, I'm growing. And look, I stopped watching
process,
his YouTube
y'all.
Videos.
It's
stopped watching
his growing process. It is hard.
It's really, really hard.
This time and age where you, like, there's just so few things that can make you happy. And having to cut one of those off because they're problematic, because they're racist, homophobic, transphobic, fatphobic, all of the phobics. Like, I get it. It's hard.
It's so hard.
He's not a beauty he's not a beauty guru, but I just thought of this when you said skit. Shane Dawson, because while I was not someone who's in the beauty community, I was very, very much into like that small like niche of YouTube when you have like that like Phil, like Dan and Phil, Zoella, Joe, Alfie, like that whole that was a whole section of my life, and I used to watch a lot of Shane videos, and I remember being like.
Glozell,
yes.
That was a time
gap.
I miss
lately, like, Shane, I forgot.
He's been changing it up. Perk.
He's been doing these documentaries, and the issue with that is that, like, there's a documentary he had with Jeffree Star, and
which
people were
actually
talking about it.
Apparently really changed a lot of people's thoughts on Jeffree Star.
I heard a lot, and people were upset about that because they're like, Shane also has a racist past.
Yep.
And it's like, no, we have two races in a racist room together telling them that they're not racist. And I'm like, 2 + 2 does not equal 4. We're sorry. Like, that's just not true, because I remember I think I finally saw the skit that there was. Like, I used to watch
Shane.
I watched it. And it was him in black. He's done blackface multiple times.
Jeffree Star?
Shane Dawson has done blackface multiple times for multiple skits, and it's just like very blatantly falling into these black woman caricatures and stereotypes, talking about y'all, and just like being problematic as problematic can be. Mm-hmm. And just, like, I was kind of, like, thinking about in this new age where it's just, like, I'm seeing him rebrand because I'm, like, I watched him a long-ass time ago. And I've watched him shift from kind of just being, like, that typical 2014 YouTuber to now, like, this new documentary style, which I'm, like, congratulations, I commend you. But I'm, like, you still, like, he's, like, we're talking about how, like, someone said it's amazing how Shane Dawson went under for a little bit, avoided all this racist, like, pointing out racist people, and has now come out mm-hmm. on the other side scot-free, and people aren't talking about his racism.
Basically.
So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, then also, like, the fact that he did a documentary thing with, like, the, was it Logan Paul?
One of the Pauls.
One of the Pauls that don't matter,
the
right?
The Suicide Force.
Thing. Yes, yeah. Like.
Which one was that? I don't know.
I don't think it matters.
Isn't it, well, two? Three? I don't know.
It's a family. Anyways, you know, that came out too, and yeah. I could not make myself watch that because I had already canceled those brothers or mm-hmm. one of those brothers such a long time ago because of the Suicide, like, Forest mm-hmm. stuff, that, like, I watched the full Jeffrey documentary. I was riveted to my seat, like, mm-hmm. really. But at some points, again, like, there are limits to it all.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't, like, been able to bring myself to watch those Shane videos because, like, once I kind of, like, got older and kind of, like, just didn't have time, and, like, as I got older and started to be able to reflect, I'm like, I can't support you, like, I just don't feel, I feel some type of way about it. And it's just, like, I'm very, like, I'm a Taurus. I'm stubborn, okay? Like, I can't help it. And I'm just, like, I'm not rocking with this. And then, like, giving Jeffrey that platform made me feel even weirder because now I'm, like, I just felt some type of way. And just, I understand, like, the concept of, like, highlighting problematic people and talking about it, but I'm also, like, you're also, what is the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say humanizing because they're still human, but, like, mm-hmm. there's a sense
you're
of...
Validating
you're them. Validating them. You're giving them a platform mm-hmm. to kind of be, like, it's okay, like, they're cool, but I'm, like, you don't have the right to say that. The only people that can say that are the people that, like, aren't even talking to him. Like, you aren't in the space, you don't have the power to be, like, nah, guys, he's cool, like, he's with me. Because, like, you're also not cool. So, like, I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about it. I want to watch Shane Dawson, but I'm like, I can't let that go.
Hmm. So, I guess my question is, and this goes back to Tekashi, too, because a lot of people feel like Nicki is... Well, a lot of people canceled Nicki because of their collab, but Tekashi has collabs with a lot of people, you know? And there are a lot of, like, celebrities that... fuck with him regardless of that whole thing. So, like, are you canceled based on your, I don't even want to say it's just an association
proximity?
Because it's more than that, but based on your circle and who you surround yourself with and who you monetize.
Well, we'd
with,
have
I guess.
To cancel, like, John Legend, wouldn't we? He's, like, friends with Kanye. Isn't
oh,
you remember that?
Oh,
yeah.
My
God.
So,
actually,
like, how
friends.
Far does this go? Like,
yeah, no. Because I remember, and it's, like, you talk about this, and that's something that I'm constantly battling, because when the Kanye stuff came out, there was this weird feeling, because John... text, like, they,
oh,
when
yeah.
Kanye
yeah,
put it on, Kanye put him on blast and put screenshots
incredible
on
incredible time in entertainment news.
I was like, wow, this is hilarious, but also, like, what, do I have to cancel John Legend? Because it's
Chrissy
just, like,
Teigen,
he called,
like, what?
He called him out, there's been some problematic stuff with Chrissy Teigen. I've heard
what?
Oh,
I was going to go with that.
Chrissy Teigen has definitely been called out. Not called out, but, like, I won't say I unstand, but, like, she said some things where I've been like, hey,
that
girl.
Or what, like, she's got too comfortable? Because she's married to John.
We'll talk about it later. This
okay.
will be off the cast.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. But, what was it? Okay. When he talked about, when he texted him, and it's just, like, 2 days later after all that, he's like, see, we're still friends. And I'm just like...
Yeah, so how right. far does it go?
And
how far does it go?
You know?
I...
Because a lot of people are mad. Well, I mean, okay, Nicki has her brother, too, which is a separate thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, no,
right.
I didn't.
Wow.
But, I mean, in terms of, like, other people, if we say, oh, Nicki's canceled because she collabed with Tekashi, are we going to cancel? Who else collabed with him?
Who hasn't collabed with him, I think, is actually the fair.
Can you pull up
my laptop just died.
Damn.
I think it was a Boogie, Tory Lanez, Bobby Shmurda, who's still not out of jail yet, but it's fine. But it's just
another,
like,
one too.
There's a whole, I think something, him and J. Cole, I think, had some type of thing. I think for me personally, I don't know. I will say I canceled Nicki for a couple of other reasons. That was just the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
Because we could talk about, that's Nicki fair. Would be her own episode as to why I'm just upset with Onika.
To freedom!
But I hate you. But I think that for me personally, it's just like, It is hard. You're right. Like, I have definitely...
It's more complicated because people on Twitter will make it seem like, oh, no.
So
like,
clear cut.
We're cutting out
but nobody be people. Nobody be posting their Apple favorites because you know he's in there. You know he's in there.
Yeah.
I feel like for me personally, like, something that I kind of just... I'm just sitting here thinking about reflecting. I have lately been pulling or leaning into a lot heavily... a very fewer number of artists. Like, I will play the same people over and over again because they're safe. And when I say that, it's just like, look, Beyonce, Ariana Grande. I've been playing Shmino.
But now, what if Ariana Grande exposes herself?
Well, remember she got in trouble a while ago because she licked a donut. All
right, look.
Tell me how we all canceled her. Like, okay, not all, but a lot of people were furious.
Because she said, "I hate America."
Yes, because I hate America and licked a donut. Well, so she's like, oh, she's like a petulous child. And then I like fell into that too. I was like, wow, she licked a donut. How entitled is she? For what? Like weeks.
Oh no, I remember when that came out. I said, thank you. I was like, lick a donut. I said, me
but,
too,
like,
girl.
She
I'm
was
hungry.
Canceled for like a lot of people.
See, I wasn't a part of that culture, but
for
that's
licking a donut.
Yes.
Yeah, but were you aware of that? People were like really offended by that.
Yeah, because I mean, people were like, people
were offended because she licked a donut
and because she said, I hate America.
Because she licked a donut, she did not buy. Like it was like in a
display. She put it back.
Oh.
She looked at it and put it back.
So it was like a little. It was rude.
Yikes. It was petty. It was right.
You know,
it's like a diva-ish.
It was diva.
Thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It was Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
It was like a Mariah Carey move. It's
Mariah Carey.
Look. But, like,
anyways,
I've been leaning into, like, my safer people because I'm just like,
but what if they're not safe? That's what I'm saying. Do you really know these artists?
No, you're right. I don't know.
We
but
don't know.
Until you show me otherwise, until it's been put onto my timeline that you, so-and-so said this, so-and-so liked this, so-and-so retweeted this, I would just assume because, look, I'm tired.
I know.
So I'm like, so if I was to wake up tomorrow morning, and Ariana Grande was revealed to say every cuss word under the sun or every racial slur under the sun, I would have a day of mourning. I would listen to Thank You Next one last time. And then I would just be like, okay, have to unsupport that. Because I'm just like, I just feel like I can't. Like, I feel like these influencers have so much power. And I'm just like, and I've talked to people about it because they're like, that's dumb, dude. Like, they're still gonna get money regardless of you. But this is just something that
it's
feel like
an ethical thing.
This is an ethical thing. This is my morals. These are my morals. It's like me taking a stand against you. And I'm like, maybe it's in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't feel, it's not gonna like, it's a drop in the pond. But like, I'm taking a stand. I'm saying I'm not allowing this to happen. Not on my iPhone.
Okay, so you're... But you still listen to Sabrina Claudio. So you get... It's just a complicated
No, you're
thing.
Right. Like, it is. It's very hard. Wow. It's very hard because it's just like... And I remember, like, last time I listened to Sabrina Claudio, I feel like I could pull it off of my phone. Like, my phone wasn't dead. It was... I think I was having a really bad day this summer. And it was just, like, one of those really, like, bad days. I'm like, I am in a bad mood. I want what I want, and I don't want any restrictions. I want to listen to Stand Still for 15 minutes. And I listened for 15 minutes, and I felt immensely guilty. And I think I texted you after. And then I kind of kept moving forward. Because I feel bad. And I'm just like, you're getting money from me. You're getting money from me.
Okay, my wish in all of this is that artists create music... And they put it out, and they don't say anything.
Like Beyonce!
They don't have Twitter. They don't go do interviews where they say stupid stuff. So then
But that just hides the fact that they're racist, homophobic people.
Yeah,
and I don't think
does.
That's the solution either.
Look.
So what is?
The solution is, you know, what's going to happen next?
I was going to say, we can literally
unsubscribe to Jeffree Star. Like, I don't
know. She said, talk yourself to this.
She's like, I wouldn't go that far.
She said, I like your direction. It's a little swift.
I like your energy.
Great energy. Good ideas.
Let's rein it in.
It's hard to put that into practice, though. Yeah, no, man. It's really, I feel like, especially, like, as a black woman, it's just, like, it is so hard to really be out here just, like, no one's, I feel like.
Or you could not listen to music.
Oh, so now I'm going to live a sad life, sitting in a box by myself and do nothing?
I'm not about to do that.
I'm not. But now all I can listen to is, like soft classical music and, like, church hymns.
Not even,
well, those composers
okay.
are racist,
those,
too.
Yeah, your favorite composers, guess what? Google it.
Beethoven was black.
What?
Like, I'm pretty sure.
Beethoven?
Yeah, a little bit. There's, like, rumors. You got a little drop of us in them.
Okay. Who said that?
So maybe we should go on to final thoughts and wrap this up.
look it up, please. I actually don't.
I don't think that's
I've heard this.
Oh no, the colonizers are coming.
So
we have to wrap up.
We have to wrap this up.
We're almost done. We're wrapping
one more
up.
Minute. We're wrapping up.
Okay.
God,
wow.
I'm telling you, you know how much money.
Can we go longer?
But, like, you just know how much money the school has? Yes. In fact, there's only one microphone available right here.
Moving forward, let's keep going. We're
I gotta get out. I know that girl, so I gotta leave. Wrap that up.
Okay. The colonizers are here, so we're gonna have to wrap things up. I guess what this whole thing proves...
Remember me different.
...is that cancel culture is, like, very complicated.
It's complicated, but necessary. You
know, yeah. Complex, very hard, I think.
Ideally, yes. It's, like, you know, something that you would want to follow through with and not give money to people who basically support shitty things. But then...
Oh, it's the end of the cast. Well, you know who we didn't talk about? XXXTentacion.
Mm. I never liked that man.
And listen to us next week, yeah. Where we talk about... We don't know yet, but maybe XX, whatever his name is, will pop up.
I think next week we're talking about My True Northwestern.
We are. So we're talking... We might have some guests, y'all. Transition to college. We might have some guests.
Yay. Okay.
Bye.
So thank you so much for listening. Again, I'm Elisa Nazaire.
I'm Ruth Teklu.
And I'm Brittany Henry. Bye, guys.